Welcome back, everyone, to the Dachinu Base Matter series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's kinyan, the eighth of the 48 kinyanim, is that of anava, of humility. What exactly is the role of humility in our learning of Torah? So let's discuss and consider three approaches of the Mefarshim to the role of anava in Talmud Torah. The first is of Rav Yaakov Emdin in the Lechem Shamayim, who says that with humility, we are able to admit our mistakes in our learning. That's why the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph says that in Adam Omid al Divrei Torah ela im kein nichshal bohen, a person does not actually come to a place of understanding and acquiring the Torah unless he first makes mistakes. It was once asked of Rav Chaim Brisker, what is the one thing what does one have to know in order to be a Rosh Hashiva? And he said that there's one thing that a Rosh Hashiva has to know, that if the Rosh Hashiva stays up all night preparing a spectacular shiur, and he gets to the shiur, and he's going back and forth in the sugya, and then a Talmud asks a very strong kasha. He asks a question that seems to pierce through the entire sugya that the Rosh Hashiva prepared. And the Rosh Hashiva knows that he can get away with an answer, that he can shoo away the question, but at the bottom of his heart, the Rosh Hashiva knows that the Talmud's question is true and correct. What does the Rosh Hashiva do in that situation? Says Rav Chaim, that if he's able to say, I was mistaken, and to end that shiur on the spot, that is a person who's able to be a Rosh Hashiva. It's with humility that we are going to be able to ascertain the real truth of the Torah, not stand up for our own honor, for our own kavod, but rather to be able to admit our mistakes and really pursue the MS of the Torah that we're learning. So that's approach number one. Approach number two, that of the Machzor Vitri of the Talmidei Rashi, is that we need humility to be able to realize that we don't know as much as we think we know. The Mishnah Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Hay, says, Lo Habayshon Lomid. Someone who is embarrassed is not somebody who's going to be able to learn. So usually we interpret that simply as saying that you shouldn't be embarrassed to ask a question. But why would you be embarrassed to ask a question? Says of Aaron Calder in the Mishnah Sabi Aaron, he explains that this means that we have to be willing to admit our ignorance. We have to ask questions, even if doing so might highlight our vulnerability or our insecurity. As is oft quoted, the wise person is the one who knows that he doesn't know. If we can't admit our lack of knowledge, we're never going to have that motivation to learn, and we won't know what we don't know. If we can admit our lack of knowledge, if we're comfortable being vulnerable and being insecure with the fact that we don't know everything, that is going to be what pushes us to continue our journeys of learning. And finally, a third approach, that of the Medrash Shmuel and of the Maharal, is that if we are humble, if we can acquire this midah, this kinyan of anava, so then we will learn from anyone who can teach us the truth, even if those people who teach us seem to be of lesser status than ourselves. Mikol milamdai hiskalti. We grow, we become enlightened by everyone who teaches us. The Gemara Menachos on Dav Zayin Amid Beis tells a story of how Avimi, who was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda, once forgot his learning. And he went to his Talmid Rav Chisda to be reminded of that which he learned. And the Gemara asks, why did the Rebbe go to the Talmid? It should have been vice versa. The Talmid should go to the Rebbe. And it answers that Avimi felt, the Rebbe felt that he would better remember his learning by going out to his Talmud. Rav Aaron Calder in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, he explains that by humbling oneself, by humbling himself, Avimi put himself into better position for the Torah to stick with him. Because we acquire the Torah when we realize how inconsequential we are as frail human beings compared to the Torah and to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the giver of the Torah. That's why humility is the primary cause, says the Maharal, of someone who's a Talmud Chacham. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Anav Mikol Adam, was the one who merited to be the transmitter of the Torah. Because if we are humble, then that shows that we are willing to take the MS from wherever it might come, regardless if that impinges on our own kavod or our own standing. By acquiring the kinyan of anava, of humility, we learn, number one, with the willingness to admit our mistakes, that's Lechem Shamayim. We learn with vulnerability, and we are able to admit that we don't know as much as we thought. That's the Machzor Vitri. And finally, we learn from anyone who conveys the truth of the Torah, as the Maharal and the Medrash Shmuel teaches us. With the Kinyan of Anava, we can have the primary cause to become Tamidi Chachamim and accept the Torah that the Anav Mikol Adam that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to us.